President John Mahama and his wife Lordina last night returned from Yokohama, Japan, after attending the 5th Tokyo International Conference on Africa Development. Before arriving for the 5th TICAD, President Mahama had attended the 50th anniversary of the African Union in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and paid an official visit to Paris, France. In an interview with the media upon arrival, President Mahama noted that conclusively the visit was fruitful as they have yielded results that will translate into viable economic opportunities for Ghana. He stated the fact that as a middle-income country, Ghana cannot make substantive strides without partnership with other economies. President Mahama first spoke on his participation in the AU and visit to France.
5 countries have been selected to champion the idea of sustainable urbanization by UN Habitat, and I was approached to be one of the presidents who champions that idea, and I accepted that too. Because Ghana has already crossed the threshold, they are predicting that the developing world is going to cross the threshold of urban to rural in the next few years. Ghana has crossed that already. From our statistics, we are 53% urban and 47% rural. It used to be the reverse in the past, and so I thought that by championing the UN Habitat program, we could use some of the lessons learned and translate them into our own sustainable urban environment. I met the French Association of Industry and Commerce, which is called MEDEF, present at the meeting where all the French companies either working in Ghana or other African countries, or with the intention of coming to work in Ghana. And so we had a very successful discussion, and some projects were conceptualized, and I'm sure that we'll see some results from that.
The 5th TICAD in Japan offered President Mahama the opportunity to finalize a number of key developmental issues with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. These included the restoration of the yen loan and new areas of support from the Japanese International Cooperation Agency, JICA. President Mahama also held meetings with a number of Japanese infrastructure project companies.
Transiting from the current lower middle income status in which we are to middle income status, there's a need for strong investment in infrastructure. And so, for instance, we need to expand our ports. We already have a program to do the one in Takrady using the China Development Bank facility. We need to get the railways working again so that we can have multimodal transports. We need to do the highways so that we can improve movement of people and goods across the length and breadth of our country. And indeed, we need to expand energy and power so that we can have enough energy to power the growth that we're experiencing in the economy. Many Japanese companies, you know, took an interest. I met with Fujitsu, Marubeni, Sumitomo, Ajinomoto, just so many of them. Some of them already have interest in Ghana. Marubeni, for instance, owns Toyota Ghana, and they have been in Ghana for a long time. There are several other companies that have, you know, investments in Ghana already, but there are many others who are looking to invest in Ghana, and we already have identified specific projects that they are engaged in. Shojitsu is working on the water desalination plants that we're currently putting up off the coast of Tesi that is going to supply water to the eastern part of the country. And so we're talking about other similar projects for cities like Cape Coast and Takrady. And then there are several other companies that discuss agro-processing and agriculture. Mitsubishi is interested in setting up a plant to produce methanol for export. And so the prospects look very good, and the discussions were very fruitful.
President Mahama, highlighting the gains from his 3-day nation tour to Ethiopia, France, and Japan.